You gotta keep us isolated. We're isolated.
We are. You know what? We're in the same house, but we're not recording on the same device. So if the audio quality is a bit different, guys, just note that Lisa is on a Zoom call and in the same house as me.
Yes, but I'm in another room because I have the Rona.
She's roned herself.
I'm roned. I've got the COVID pop. Oh man, broken.
I thought that was the Zoom thing, but it actually was just you.
No, let's blame the Zoom.
Let's blame the Zoom.
It was not me. It was the Zoom. Yeah, I caught the Rona, and I so far have maintained my germs to myself for the past 3 days that we've been isolated, and it's great. Great, isn't it?
It's a bit lonely, but it's okay. Anyway, that's our personal life. Let's go on to our podcast. Hi, I'm David, and this is Lisa.
Hi, it's Lisa.
And I'm David.
I changed my name to Rona. I like the name Rona.
Rona's not a bad name, actually.
It's not a bad Rona name. I mean, she's going to cop a lot of shit now, anyone called Rona, but I think if you were to have a baby in this apocalypse, then Rona is a good name for a girl.
Look, I'm not going to lie.
No, you can't lie.
I can't lie.
I made a wish that you can't lie for a whole day.
A whole day? From 8:15?
A whole day. Yep. Jeez. To 8:15 p.m. It's 8:55. It means you've been able to lie for 40 minutes.
I know. But it's okay, Max.
Gotta be honest.
Because I was being honest the whole time. Anyway, if you haven't got it from that, the movie we're doing is Liar Liar.
Now, did you do the research on this one? It's your movie.
Did I do the research on this one? We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We shall see when you can hear the clicking of me typing in Liar Liar.
Yep, that's the clicking. There you go.
It's like I'm talking to
Olive from the Woolworths online help.
Is it?
I can see your name is David. May I help you?
Okay. So
anyone that's had to call Woolworths and get a refund knows what I'm talking about.
So Liar Liar is a 1997 American fantasy comedy film. Fantasy comedy. Would you like a fantasy character?
Oh, I like a fantasy comedy, please.
It was directed by Tom Shadyac, written by Paul Guay, I think it is, and Stephen Masur, and starring Jim Carrey. So, in terms of it's
Jim Carrey?
Oh, no, I'm going to go through the rest. I'll do through the rest, okay. But first of all, I just want to do the box office. So, it was the second of three movies that this director and Carrey did together, and they all did really well. The opening weekend made $31 million, and all up, the film made $181 million, and I didn't see how much, I don't see how much it cost to make, but I don't think it cost that much. So,
I don't know, Jim Carrey's got a pretty big price tag.
He does. But let's say it made some money. I'm pretty sure this one's a lot better than, say, you know, some of the other movies we've done. Oh, there you go. Budget was $45 million. And the box office was all up $302.7 million. So that's worldwide. Okay. So, quite a lot of money.
Yes.
And so it does star Jim Carrey. It also stars Moratini as his wife, Audrey. Did you notice, I'm looking it up, so his character name's Fletcher Reed, right? They spelt Reed R-E-E-D-E. I've never seen that spelling before. So, anyway.
It's different.
It has Jennifer Tilly.
It's unique.
Yes. It has Jennifer Tilly, who is the person that he is representing in court. It has Kerry Yules. I don't know how you pronounce his name. We've been discussing it. How are you going to pronounce his name, Lise?
Yules.
It's not Yules.
Yules. It's Yules. Or Robin Hood.
Or Robin Hood. Yeah, so it has Robin Hood in it. The little kid's name is Justin Cooper, who plays Max, and a couple other people. No one of really big significance in terms of Hollywoodness, but people you've seen in other things, probably. But yeah, basically it's a Jim Carrey picture.
It's got the dad from Dharma and Greg.
Yeah, I saw him. Greg's... That's Mitchell Ryan as Mr. Allen.
Yeah.
But, like, not a very big part. So I didn't want to go through everyone.
No.
People. And so Yeah, Liar Liar. I've written down for my title, usually I write the name of the movie, I write Liar Liar in brackets, a smart movie.
Oh, you can say Pants on Fire, but it is a smart movie.
It's a smart movie, because you know what the moral of the story is, don't lie.
Or don't get caught lying. That should be the moral.
Actually, the other person, the other person that's of interest to us is, I don't know if you noticed her or not, and I thought, geez, she looks very familiar, and I just had to look it up then. The lady that is the receptionist, not his personal receptionist, but the one at the start who's got the crazy hair.
Oh, the one with the crazy hair.
Yeah? Yeah. Do you know who she is? You're not going to get
it. No, probably not, because the glasses throws off her
face.
It'll
throw you off. So she plays Gail Hailstorm in Scary Movie.
Oh, of course she does. She looks... Oh, that's so cool.
I know. I saw her and I thought, I've seen her recently on something and I have no idea what it is. And that's what it was. It was from Scary Movie.
Wow. It just shows you what a loud outfit, a weird hairdo, and some goggle glasses will do for your face.
Exactly. So, do you want to start us off? I've got something right at the very start from the very, very first scene. Do you have anything in that scene?
Well, just the fact that what if Fletcher only lied during his job? What if he just saved the lies for work only?
Yeah, I know. He seems to be pathological. He can't stop doing it. So
yeah, I suppose once you're doing it, it just you get carried away, you get good at it, and you just can't stop.
Yeah, exactly. My first one is I wrote, "Who is your daddy, and what does he do?" So they They ask the same question pretty much as what's in Kindergarten Cop when he's trying to figure out which kid is the son of the bad guy, right? So my question is, what if this teacher is an undercover cop and she's trying to find Jim Carrey? Right.
Yes. 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 He's a liar. No, you mean a lawyer. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've got another one that says, "Why wait outside?" I think it's from the very start of the movie, but I'm not sure what I'm referring to there, so we'll just skip over that one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm referring to?
They're waiting outside.
Someone waits outside for something. I don't know. Anyway, someone's waiting outside, and he's like, "Why wait outside?"
The mother and the son are waiting outside for Fletcher to arrive.
That's it. That's what it is. Why are they waiting outside?
He's obviously really, really late.
Yeah,
and the kid is super, super excited.
Yeah, I suppose.
And I've been with excited kids before, and they want to watch their dad drive down the driveway.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that's what I've got. And my next...
It does look like they're homeless or something like that.
Hmm. So he does eventually turn up. He's supposed to turn up to take the kid on the... I'm assuming over the weekend or something is what it is. I think it's the night... But it's really weird. It's a weird timeline. It seems to be the night before the kid's birthday. He gets him for just one night. I'm not sure how this parental thing works, like how the share custody
Maybe he would
works.
Normally have him for the weekend.
Yeah.
I reckon he normally has him for the weekend, but because of his birthday, they're splitting it up a bit.
Yeah, it could be that. So my next point is Robin Hood Men in Plaid. he's such a Robin Hood's character. I'm going to hone Robin Hood because I don't care. His character is so goofy, Mr. Magoo. And they even say it in the movie, but they really do make him I don't even know how to describe what he is. He's just a nothing. He's a nobody sort of character.
Just a general great guy and an amazing boy. He is your friend material. He's not someone you want to fuck. He's someone you want to be the father of a child, and he's not sexy or attractive anyway. He's average. He's just average. So they've done that really well, where they've muted him into a where he is. You can see she's with him just because he's so good. But she doesn't love him. It's quite apparent straight from the get-go. She does not love him. She's been with him for what?
Seven months, they say.
6 months, yeah. Fuck me. What a time to waste. That's a lot of time to waste and not love someone.
Especially with a guy who turns up wearing plaid.
Hey, what's wrong with plaid?
There's nothing
Some
wrong
people
with plaid.
Go straight to plaid.
But you never go straight to... I mean, they went the plaid. It's just not... It's not the way to go. My thing about him is, what if he wasn't Mr. Average? What if he was a liar too, manipulating and whatever? What if she had a type?
Yes. What if he was attractive? What if he was sexy? Would there be any tie to tether to her and Fletcher anymore?
Yeah, well, look, she still, you can tell she still likes Fletcher because you can tell that she still likes him when he's the good dad, when he's doing the claw thing, and you know what I mean, like when the when he's actually making the kid happy. But you can tell that she also is tired of his shit.
Yes, with good reason.
Oh, exactly.
Yes.
My next point is, what if Max's name, like, this is a stupid one, but what if Max's name was more like Carly from, because basically he calls
Really?
him Maximus, Maximilian. What if he just kept,
Yep.
you know, doing these kind of names like they do in Fired Up?
God, I hope
Max
this all.
Factor. He calls him Max Factor once.
Oh, my goodness. What if he remembered his son's birthday? For fuck's sake.
I
Like, I know
know.
you have a lot on your plate, but Jesus Christ, he forgot his kid, though. I'm sorry. There is no excuse for that. I have three, and I remember every single kid's birthday. I've not forgot one yet.
Yeah,
Touch
but
wood.
you're not a deadbeat dad lawyer, so you don't you can't do that. You can't sort of compare. He is way too busy lying all the time.
Suppose. And his kid's only five, so he's only had 5 years of memory so far under his belt.
5 years of memories.
I think it only sticks once you hit that 6th year. Once you've done it 6 year in a row, it's in there, it's banked, it's not coming out.
Yeah. So he takes the kid back to, well, he tells the kid he's going to take him wrestling, right? And then he drops into the office. Now, the drop in the office when you're this kind of dad, I mean, we should have known. You know straight away what's going to happen. He's not going to, they're not going to go out. They're not going to have fun. They're not going to do anything. And also at the same point, Audrey and Robin Hood Men in Plaid are going on a date. So have you got, I've got, there's two scenes kind of happening at once. Is there, have you got anything from either of them? Because I've got one from both.
Well, I've got like one. I said, what if the African American lawyer was okay to represent the whore?
Yes. Yeah,
So
what if he
he would
said
not
that
have been
he would actually,
approached?
well, he says he'll do it, but he won't lie, and they don't like that because they don't think they can win without lying about it.
And he doesn't. He, I would have assumed he'd gone back to the office at some of that point today, but obviously he hasn't. So that's his daily visit to the office after he's been to court in the morning. Otherwise, I'm thinking, why the fuck would he go? But he checks messages and all that sort of shit. But I just can't understand why he goes back to the office. Because if he doesn't, then this whole hoo-ha about taking a case would have been avoided.
Also,
I
what if
don't
this,
think they would have
yeah.
contacted him.
Also, what if this firm actually, like, you can't think that they just got this case today and the court case is on the next day. Like, it makes no sense, right? So, unless
No,
she's, like,
I
set
think the
to.
lawyer that they were talking to was her lawyer, and then to take it to trial. But they were going to settle. They were going to settle,
Okay.
and she suggested changing it and twisting it and lying to get more money, and he won't do it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
His
'Cause
the wife was ready to settle, and he props her up to go for more, to go for the throat.
yeah, I was gonna say, 'cause it feels like they're not prepared. You know what I mean? And I think that makes sense now. Now what you're saying makes perfect sense. It
I
wasn't.
think it just comes to her, it comes across her desk. She probably sees all the things going to court the next day,
Yeah.
and she thinks the last ditch effort to try and get more money out of this case because this guy's it. She's taking advantage of that because it means
Yeah.
money for the firm.
Yeah, okay. All right, fair enough. So my two bits. So I'll swap them around because I had this one second. But in that scene, or just before Fletcher gets the case, he obviously the secretary's really nice and got the kid a present, right? Now, and she gets herself a present. Now, what if the secretary mixes up her present and the big box is not whatever it is, the baseball stuff or whatever. What if she accidentally decides she's going to buy herself a dildo and there's a dildo in there.
Well, that dildo now belongs to his boss.
No,
That
not that one.
promotion.
Not that one. The one that he gives to his kid. So what if she mixes the presents up accidentally and
No,
what
I
if
know
she buys
that.
for herself?
There's that. I think it's slightly worse. Well, she can use the baseball glove to rub one out, but I feel like it's slightly worse than the fact that his boss is going to eventually open up and there's going to be the bullet pro in there.
Well, Maybe Aaron, not. Maybe it's good with what happens later in that sort of part. It's probably not bad.
That's true. You know what would be worse? If the secretary had... I keep saying, I want to say secretary. If his secretary had no idea what the boy was into.
Yeah, I think she knows him real well. I think she knows him better than
Fletcher knows him. The father doesn't even know him well. How does the secretary know his son when he doesn't know his son? It's obvious he doesn't spend any time with him, so he wouldn't be discussing him to the solicitor, to the secretary.
I reckon the secretary called the mum and said, what's he into? We'll get him something.
Maybe.
I think she's the kind of secretary that would do that kind of stuff.
She's like a grandma.
Yeah, she is. Mm. And my other one is in the same kind of point of what is happening. Those two are going on a date, and Robin Hood Men in Plaid asks Audrey to marry him. And she, what if she just flat out said no at that point? Like, just said, no, yeah. I've only known you for 7 months, and then, no, it's not going to happen. Whatever his name is, his name is Jerry, that's right. She says his name then. Then Jerry probably is like, okay, well, I'm going to leave and whatever. And there's no conflict. There's no, they have to leave the next day kind of thing. And it completely, I mean, it probably doesn't kick Fletcher into gear. Like, it maybe it does. Uh-huh. He still does the lie thing, but maybe... he has enough time to sort of, I don't know. I'm not sure what really happens if they're not going to leave.
Yeah, I think having that deadline of them going away. And look, I'm sitting here stressing, going, they're just going for the weekend. They're just going to look at houses. They're not going to be gone forever. Like, stress less. They'll be back after the weekend's over. But I get his urgency of stopping them from looking at a house because that makes things a bit more permanent. But, yeah, like, that is, there would, the urgency would be gone, and therefore he wouldn't be. There wouldn't be the inclination to change, I believe.
No, but see here, so he still gets the can't lie for a day, but I think he just goes straight back to being himself again.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, cool.
It forces him to think about what he's done.
I've got a little note that says, "Mr. Reed sounds like mystery."
Yep, Mr. Reed.
Mystery. So,
there's also a Mr. Reed in Police Academy movies.
Oh, is there? Which one's Mr. Reed?
Yeah, that's the guy that sends Mahoney to the Police Academy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I close my eyes and I can picture Harris going, can I speak to a Mr. Reed?
I wonder whether Fletcher Cox had a machine, a Mr. Reed machine.
Mr. Reed machine. That would be good with the talking dog.
Yeah, exactly. Talking dog.
Next one was when the boss and him were chatting to the client.
Yep.
And he was provoking her to go for more money. I thought, what if Tina Turner didn't stand up to Ike? Would she be at the NRL Grand Final in 1996? What was it?
I like that. It's good. And maybe she wouldn't need another hero.
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't need another hero. She'd got one.
Yeah, whatever the lyrics to that song is. I don't know that one really well.
I didn't either. What if his boss was the dude? Like, why is she above him?
Well, I know she's one of the partners. But I don't know how
she's not in that meeting with everybody else.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Why is she his boss? She's not. Is she a director or not? Like a partner?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I thought if anyone should be pushing him to do these things, it should be old man Withers.
But I don't think that's the director's meeting. Is that supposed to be the director's meeting? Because she mentions the director's meeting is coming up, or the partner's meeting. But the people in that meeting, they're not all like that. Because some of them are ass kisses and, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's like a... I think that's like a department meeting or something. I don't think that's the actual meeting she's talking about. Because she says there's a meeting coming up in a few days, but then she finds this other meeting and she sends him in there. So, I mean, that's later in the movie, but I don't think they're the partners. So I think she's one, and I think old man, whatever his name is, Greg's dad, is one. Yeah. And there's probably other ones.
Yeah, Greg's dad.
Yeah.
Mr. Montgomery. Yeah.
Mr. Montgomery. I've got one for the kid's wish. Do you have anything before the wish?
Yes, I do. I do have the wish. I have a wish. What if?
All right, you do your wish and I'll do my wish.
What if he just said, I wish my dad could never lie again? Like forever?
Oh, yeah. Not for just for one day.
Why did he make it a single day?
Yeah, just for one day is kind of a bit...
Seriously.
Like a kid would never do that.
If I was fed up with my dad doing that sort of shit, I said, I wish my dad would never be able to lie again.
Yeah. I mean, that makes much more sense than just for one day. Although he says it in an exasperated way, like, oh, just for one day. You know what I mean? Like, so...
Yeah.
I can understand why it's said that way. My one is...
I'm not asking a lot.
Yeah, I know. My one is different. Instead of asking that his dad couldn't lie, what if he wished that his dad could not be able to leave him for a day?
Oh, that'd be interesting.
So he has to. So basically, every time he tries to get away from the kid, every time he gets with outside of say 6 feet or something, he gets pulled back. So he can't. So he's got to try and take the kid everywhere.
It's a different physical comedy. That would be amazing.
It's a different movie, but Jim Carrey could do that movie very easily, like falling over and getting dragged, and the kid gets on a bus and he's running after the bus and being dragged along, and you know what I mean? Like it's
I could see that.
It's a different movie, but it's still almost as good.
Yeah, no, and you know we all know how great he's been in this movie and many other works of his. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I thought of that one. I thought it was something different. And then my next one, which is kind of involved with this one, what if they had a different actor playing this role? Like, I don't think anyone else could do this. But what if they got someone else?
I feel like this wrote him in mind.
Yeah. I don't know. I just have a feeling like, I mean, this is definitely written for Jim Carrey, but could you imagine, like, someone else? I can't even think of someone else who could even be close to doing this, but could you imagine someone trying to do this kind of comedy? And not being not being Jim Carrey, it'd just be funny. Anyway.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I can't lie. Come on,
my dad is the governor and I want him to tell the truth. I don't know why I went Scottish.
I don't know. You became Braveheart.
I can't say truth as Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll have to work on that one.
Come on, give me the truth.
Come on, give me the truth. Maybe Tom Cruise would have done a great job at this role.
Help me lie to you. Help me lie to you. Oh, man, we could just do heaps of those. That'd be so good.
Yeah, actually, just a podcast of just swapping over actors. That's our spin-off podcast, guys.
Yeah, so if we ever get above the 3 people that listen, we may do that. If you ever want us to do an episode that's just about... I can only do like 2 impersonations. I think those are the 2 I can do. Either that or I can do the guy from Metallica, but I just go, hey, yeah. That's about it.
Do him as Peter Pan. We're off to Never Never Land.
Hello, Lost Boys.
My next what if is, to keep on track, is because I went way off track.
That doesn't matter.
It's about the next day and his antics of telling the truth and not lying.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put it out there, you know, what if being honest didn't equal you being a giant asshole?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Like, why does he have to be an asshole?
Why does being honest mean you have to say someone's got big tits and I...
Like, yeah, I know. And also, why does it have to, like... Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just because he thinks that way. See, the thing is that this movie just proves that he is an asshole. Down deep, doesn't he? He really is an asshole.
But then that's still not the plot of the movie. The plot of the movie is can't lie. It's not say every single thing, that every thought that comes to your head.
Yeah, I know. And you know the funny thing is there's another movie called The Invention of Lying, which is Ricky Gervais's one, and he does the same thing in that too. He doesn't have to say the things he's saying. Just don't talk.
No, I think people confuse the idea of lying and just being brutally honest. Yeah. They're two separate entities. They're not the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Someone asked me if they look good in that dress, and they didn't look good in that dress. I wouldn't say, oh, I'd rather go for, I think you should go for a muumuu instead. Or, you know, I'd just say, I just don't think it suits your figure. There is nice ways of being honest without being brutally honest. So
yeah, I know. I don't think he can do that because he's lied his whole life, and he doesn't know how to be nice to someone and still tell the truth. He can only lie his way out of an issue. That's
he lied his whole life. He apparently was a good husband until he started doing stupid things.
Well, was he a good husband, or did he lie his way into her thinking he was a good husband, and then she caught him enough times?
Maybe. Maybe. I'm sure he was good at some point.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. So he goes into the court. So I've got the part in the court, and he asks for a continuance.
I've got one even before that.
Okay, you do that.
When they start the court proceedings, and they say the honourable judge, whatever. What if the judge had heard him scoff at that honourable like comment?
Yeah.
I reckon he would have gotten reprimanded, thrown out. I think that would have been the end of that.
Oh, yeah, he probably gets, what is it, contempt of court? They probably put him away for contempt of court. Like, he can't just go, he's not on, like, that's...
No. Yeah. And appeals to the court recorder to not include that in the...
Yeah.
In the dialogue. That's not how it goes. So I reckon, he would have been out on his ear straight away and they would have been fucked at that point.
Yeah, well, probably. I don't know. I don't know how that goes, because he gets held in contempt and he gets... bailed out. He loses his job probably because he's not doing his job anymore.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, that's one of my ones further on. But yeah, actually, I might do that one. Like, what if he just ditches work? Like, once he realizes that he's not going to be able to do his job, why doesn't he just not turn up?
Yeah.
I mean, I know he wants to be partner and stuff like that, but he could just not turn up, knowing that he has something's wrong with him. Just doesn't answer his phone. And then when he finds out that it's this thing, he knows he's only going to wait till the next day. He waits till the next day and he calls up and gives an excuse saying, I'm sorry, this happened. You know, he lies his way out of it the next day. He knows he's going to be able to lie in 24 hours. So he just waits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason to put himself through all that. If he knows he can't...
Yeah.
If he knows the only thing he can do to his job effectively, he can't do. And that sort of bleeds into my one. So when he asks the continuance... They ask why he wants continuance, right? Why doesn't he just say, because I can't do my job effectively today?
Yeah. Well, he says to him, he goes, is there a reason why you can't continue? How is not lying, honestly, ironically, honestly, not lying stops him from doing his job?
Yeah.
So, technically, there is a reason why he can't continue. Therefore, he could have answered that as yes.
Yeah, but he says what he asked him for the reason. He says, I can't lie. But he should, instead of saying, I can't lie, why can't he just say, I can't do my job effectively?
Yeah.
I mean, he might get asked why, and that's probably gets him to the same point. But he could just say, something's happened to me and I can't do my job effectively today. We have to reschedule.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think that's far-fetched and outside the rules, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. He's saying truthful things the whole time. But, So...
It's interesting.
Yeah, I know. I think I've jumped a bit further. I might let you do your next one because I think mine are a bit further apart here.
My next one was, what if his penis was red? Because then he could ride it. So you write, the pen is blue. But when you look at the words, pen and is are very close together. So if his penis has a red tinge to it, technically he could write that.
If his penis has a red tinge to it, he needs to see the doctor right away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, he'd probably...
Maybe he could smack his penis around a bit.
About how he got that too, and he'd leave with his skanky boss.
It wouldn't help him. It still doesn't help him out of his problem because he still can't say otherwise.
No, there's no helpfulness there. There's no reason to for any of it.
Yeah. When's the part where Max tells his mum that he wishes that the dad couldn't lie? Is that just after that? Either way, I'm going to say it now. Yeah, I'm going to say it now. So there's a point when he says, I don't know how it comes to the kid, but the kid decides to tell his mum that he wished that his dad couldn't lie for one day, right? This wish is now invalid because he has now said it out loud. So instantly, Fletcher should be able to lie from that point.
Yes.
Because that's how wishes work, people. You can't tell someone. A birthday wish, as soon as you say it out loud, then that's it. It's over.
Yes. Yep. Well, is it? Is it only after the wish, like straight after, that you can't tell somebody? Because it's the next day. Technically, it's the day after.
All right. Well, we're going to have to get some kind of wish therapist, wish
chakra person. Look up some wish rules.
Wish rules.
Yes, first rule of Wish Club.
Is you do not mention your wishes anytime.
My next what if is, what if you didn't react so bad to them going away for the weekend? Like I said, they're only going away for the weekend, Fletcher, they're not leaving you forever. I know it's a big deal what they're doing to you, but don't react so bad, dude. Just stay calm.
Yeah, but I think you if they leave, you
wouldn't make all these promises and break them.
They're going to leave to look at houses, right? If they leave,
yes,
and on that weekend they find a house, they put the deposit down on the house and it's over. So once they leave, it's like in salesman stuff, when once someone leaves the store, you can't sell them stuff anymore. So, and he's very much a salesman. So once they're out of his range, he can't sell himself to them anymore. So, you know, I'm sure they'll come back for their stuff. But once they've gone there and she's probably looked at the schools, she's, you know, put a deposit on the house, that's it. She's not coming back.
She's a single mum.
Yeah.
You've got a house that she has to sell first. I'm sure she's not renting.
No.
I'm sure she owns the house. She's in that massive two-story house for just her and her son. There's processes. They've got to pack their things. They've got to organise moving trucks. I'm just being logistical. I'm like, this is not going to happen in a weekend. This is going to take months, if not weeks, at least weeks. So his reaction is overreaction. And that's what pushes her. By him reacting, she reacts. So it's just, you know, they feed off each other, those two. They're a very bad couple.
Oh, they're an incredibly bad couple, and they shouldn't end up together at the end. That's stupid. Spoiler. Sorry.
Yes.
So...
I don't like the ending. It's fun. It's too... Yeah.
So he has to... My next bit is when he has to go back to the court again, which is in the afternoon. Do you have a bit... Because basically I don't have anything of the kid. Yeah, there's a bit before
that for me.
Yeah.
So he says he's going to pick up the kid from school, I believe.
Yeah.
To make up for the fact that they need to talk about this and they'll pick him up from school or whatever. Or maybe no. We're talking about birth.
No. He does say that. Yeah, he says I'm going to pick him up. I'm going to pick him up from school, and then the court thing happens where he doesn't get the judgment. So that happens. Yeah. But then he doesn't obviously can't pick the kid up from school anymore.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to criticise other mothers and how they raise their children, but this father has a terrible track record in disappointing his son. Sorry, he has a great track record in disappointing his son, I should say. Why does she tell him, knowing full well there is a good chance that he's going to be disappointed again?
Yeah, why not just make it a surprise.
Yeah, and don't tell your kid, therefore he's not disappointed. Like, that's exactly what I would do.
Yeah, but she does it because he's upset about the night before and she's trying to give him something, but it's no good. Like, she knows that he's not going to turn up.
Yeah. It's terrible. Anyway, and then I think we go back to the office, and what if he could honestly tell his boss the things he likes about the board? So she says, you know, tell them what you think of them.
Yeah.
Why can't he just say all the nice things?
Maybe there are no nice things. He doesn't like anything about anyone. Maybe there aren't. He doesn't like anyone.
Maybe that's true.
He really doesn't like anyone. He really is the wrong character for the ending that happens in this movie. He's a miserable bastard. That's what he is. But they let him have a happy ending for some reason. Not that way.
Not that way. I'm sure he gets one of those.
So I don't have any until we go back to court again in the afternoon. So have you got any other ones that have got to do with that?
Mine's after that.
Okay. So when he goes back to court, and obviously at this point he knows he can't lie, he's also tried to get the son to wish it back and it doesn't work, so he's stuck. He knows he knows what the problem is now, and he knows he can't lie. What if he just ditches work at that point? Like, what if he just leaves the court and just, you know, doesn't come back and then tries to explain it the next day? He has a lot of opportunities to not turn up to this court case. Like, it's not like he could basically go to someone in the office and say, hey, can you call... And I suppose he can't tell them to call him and say he's sick because he's not allowed to do that. Can you just call the court and tell them I won't be there, and then walk out, and then they'll call, and then when they say why you won't be there, like, oh, they're going to make something up. So he doesn't have to lie, and he's not forcing them to lie, maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a way for him to get out of court, but it feels like he just needs to get out of that.
Yeah. Yes. Honestly, the fact that he hurt himself, and they're like, oh, if he really hurt himself, you know, he would have gone to hospital and he would have been too late to see Max. And two, seriously, the judge goes, you know, oh, we're going to recess this, you know, and then goes, unless you think you can proceed.
Yeah, I know. It just makes no
sense.
He's
bloody and bruised. He's had a physical assault. You need to talk to police. I'm just going to let that fucking slide and just push to finish this court. Like, I understand it's gone on for a very long time, but that seems like a very stupid thing to happen.
Well, that's what I've got. What if the judge just grants the recess, like, at that point, doesn't actually ask him the question? Because there's no point to ask him that question. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. But I also, just before that, wrote a nice me, myself, and Irene moment where he's beating himself up.
Yes.
And he does the same kind of punches and the same things to himself as he does in Me, Myself, and Irene. So, like, every movie of his, it's like an audition for the next movie.
Mm. Great physical comedy.
Mm. Yeah.
My next one is when he asks if he can proceed. If he answers honestly, he could say, I'd rather not.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to proceed. He wants to end this. He wants to go see his son. So why is saying, I'm okay to proceed, that, if anything, is a lie.
Yeah.
He's not okay to proceed. He has other things he needs to do. So, yeah, I think the wish is bogus at that point.
Yeah, well, so I told you the wish is already gone because Max told his mum what the wish was. You can't tell people.
Yes.
I don't care who you think you are. This is how the wishes work. But, yeah, you're right. Realistically, when the judge asks him that, he should say, oh, I have a personal matter to deal with, or I have something with my family I need to work out today, and it's more important to me. Like, he should say that. But
absolutely.
He doesn't.
Absolutely.
He doesn't do that at all.
Yeah.
So my next one is, so we've got the whole thing with the court case, right? The first one is, why wouldn't the people who are representing this woman, when they went through her documents, why did no one else realize her age was not correct? Because they could have broken that case a long time ago. If they had that, they could have done it really early on, and it wouldn't have even been a case that he had to do.
It's a weird thing. I mean, look, I don't think age comes into it when you're having a divorce, really. Not into family law. Like, there would probably be no reason to check.
Yeah, but you would think that I'm not in the legal game, but I know a little bit about it. I know there would be like legal secretaries or whatever they're called, the people who are sort of not quite lawyers, and they would give this to them and they would go through and do all the research, right? And the first thing they probably tell them every time they're doing anything is go through all the information and make sure everything is correct. Make sure we have all the right information, right? So the first thing they would do is they would look at this information and they would notice that her birth certificate says a different date to her birth, to her driver's license. So
I don't think they would notice that.
I think they would.
No. As someone whose mother's death certificate came back with housewife and then sex male, I don't think it would notice it.
But you noticed it.
I noticed it because I knew the person. I'm talking about the person in birth, deaths, and marriages who filled in that fucking form. These are what these people are. They are just the people that do the backlog.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying the people who are in the people who are representing her would do the right. You would think they would do the right kind of research to find that sort of stuff. Anyway, maybe they won't, but I feel like they should have found that. That's a pretty obvious thing.
It's in her case. It's irrelevant.
Yeah, I suppose. Other one is
the pretty.
Yeah. My other one is, what if he still doesn't get the promotion because he embarrasses the firm? Like, the way he goes on in court is embarrassing to this firm. Like, this is not the way a lawyer should be. And this judge allows this to go on, which is wrong. He shouldn't allow any of this to go on. And basically, they're watching him in court, and they're very happy with it at the end because he wins, obviously. But you would imagine that as they're watching it, they'd be like, we don't really want this guy as a partner. If he sees the way he acts, like, he got lucky this time, but what if he didn't get lucky? Like, he would make us look terrible.
No one pulls him aside when he's in the bathroom to say, what are you doing? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Is there something wrong? That sort of stuff. No one pulls him aside. I would assume his boss would be pulling him aside at that point to say, what's going on?
Yeah.
Because we're losing this shit. You're doing a terrible job.
Yeah, I know. Well, exactly. Like, he basically has lost until he just finds that one piece of information at the end. So he realistically...
And it's only because she states her age.
Yeah.
So she only counts as something she's got in every documentation that she's a year old or however it is older.
Yeah.
Why would she be saying that? Well, now all of a sudden she's at an age where she wants to be younger.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. But it's like if he doesn't find that, yeah, what if she doesn't say her age? Then he loses that court case. He looks like an idiot. He's wasted that whole time. And then he probably loses his job because of how incompetent he's been. And, you know, I mean, maybe he gets back to see his son, but maybe he doesn't because he still has to, I mean, I know he gets put in the jail for a while, but I don't think he's there that long. So surely he doesn't miss out. You know, I don't know. I find it weird. I find it extremely weird that, like one piece of her just saying her age can change everything.
Yes. I mean, he's obviously, maybe he doesn't do family law normally. Maybe he's because he does seem to get bad guys out of trouble. So maybe family law isn't his thing. So as soon as he thinks contract law, maybe that's where his brain goes. He's not really into the whole family law sort of.
Yeah, fair enough. All right.
He's a criminal. He's a criminal lawyer. He's a criminal defense lawyer. He shouldn't be anywhere near this case.
No, he shouldn't. It's the wrong case for him. But, you know, it feels like they give him this one to see if he can prove himself. That's what I think it's about.
Yeah.
And he keeps winning all the time. So I think she thinks he's the kind of guy, he's a criminal lawyer, so he'll lie. He'll be able to get this job done. So it's going to make her look good too, because she's put him in charge of it. So it's going to probably embarrass her. Like, you'd think at some point she would act, because she tries to embarrass him, like, because he embarrasses her at that point. But he's given the case to her. So if he fails, it goes bad on her as well. So if he doesn't get this judgment the way he goes, she probably gets a demotion or something too. She probably gets reprimanded. So you'd think that she would try and help him. You know what I mean? You'd think that she'd be, I know she hates him, but it's going to make her look really bad if he you know, loses his case for them.
No, I think she'll just fob it off to him. I think that's the way it works. She'll just fob it off to him somehow.
Maybe.
And my what if in this court scenario is, what if the judge took all the woman's comments on board? So the woman who's the defendant or the wife in the case.
Yeah.
Some of the things that she said is you could be able to hear them. Like and I'm sure the court recorder would be reporting or taking them down.
Yeah.
Like if he took all those comments that she said into account, like, come on.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He has no choice. The judge does not want to award it the way he does. He has no choice. Because of the way that this contract works, he has to give her what he gives her, basically. There's no...
Okay, so say, for example, that court case gets taken out and she's going to go for more than half.
Yeah.
Or whatever. She says that she's changes her mind with the visitation and the parenting of the kids.
Yeah.
And he can hear her say, you know, you maybe realize I can get all money out of her, you know.
Yeah, but that's not his case. This is the thing, is that I don't think this...
It's going to go to a different judge.
I think it's going to a different judge because he sets it aside for another point. Because I think when you go into a court, you can only judge on the thing you're told to judge on. I mean, he might be the judge later on, but but he doesn't have to do anything about it now. He just waits. So she probably doesn't get the kids, because if he's the judge like 3 days later, then, you know, he knows all that shit that she's just said. So I don't think she's going to get these kids. In fact, I think she's going to lose rights to them completely. So I feel that's probably going to happen. My other one in that is, what if the husband was actually an arsehole or abusive? Like, maybe he puts up a nice image, but behind the scenes, he actually is a real arsehole. Like, because, you know, they paint her as being, like, money hungry and everything, right? But she married him when she was 17. She's now 31, and they're getting a divorce, right? And they've had kids together. So there's a reason why she stayed this long. And I don't think it's just to get more money, because she could have got more money earlier. So, you know, I say they had the right intentions. I mean, they're painting.
Don't you think she'd still be with him had she not got caught for cheating?
Yeah, but yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe she would. Maybe she was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. Maybe he was the cash cow at that point. But you got to think when she first married him. I mean, it's been, what's it, 17? It's been 14 years, right? So I doubt very much from day one she was cheating on him. I mean, maybe she was. Maybe that's the character. But I don't know. I feel like they paint her a certain
remember
way.
When they talk about the kids and being his, and she goes, one for sure.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But you know what I mean? Like, what if he actually wasn't a nice guy? Because they make him out to be the most upstanding, nicest guy ever.
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. They definitely portray her as only marrying him for his money.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the next one is right after that, which is you're talking about the judge or whatever. What if Jim Carrey's character, what if Fletcher doesn't bother to talk to the judge? Because he can't do anything about it. He's not going to be able to change the judgment. He knows he can't change the judgment. And I mean, I know he's emotional about all the stuff with his kid, but like, seriously, what if he just decides that he's not worth it now, and he'll go see his son, and then he'll talk to his judge later.
Yeah. 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 I don't know why he gets that weird conscience at that point in time. It's just another thing to build the tension and to make it a very close call for him to make it to them before they leave.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
My next one is, what if she realises it's a no for this guy, even though he is Robin Hood?
Well, I already said that before, when she's just said no flat out before, but yeah, like it should just be a no to this guy.
You can see her building up and how, you know, she knows this is a mistake and that she's just reacting, and she, you know, more and more she realises it's a mistake sort of thing, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, be upset with him, but just move yourself. Don't have to move with this dude.
Right. I mean, what if she didn't lose her nuts on the plane?
Well, I've got, what if Robin Hood doesn't do the claw?
Yes.
Because that feels like that turns really bad there, because she kind of thinks he's a goofy guy, but she still likes him. I think she likes him enough that she thinks, oh, I could go over and see how this goes out, because she's ready to go. But as soon as the claw comes out, the look on her face is like, no, you don't do the claw. Just don't do the claw.
Yeah. I think she realises this guy is not his father.
No.
And
no.
He won't be his father.
So my next one is actually really funny, because I showed you the other day, I was looking at my notes for Commando. And in my Commando one, it said if airports had security. And this one says if airport security was good. Because... Yeah. This is awful airport security. I know it's the 90s, it's before all that stuff that happened, but seriously, he jumps in the carousel, in the luggage carousel, and no one even noticed, and he gets out in the tarmac.
He hugs a duffel bag and makes it through right onto the tarmac.
Yeah.
Why? I don't believe they... I mean, I could love to be proven wrong by someone who knows an American airport inside out, but that bag is being checked at a drop-off point outside the airport. There's no way that can't be real.
I don't know. I've only ever gone onto a plane when you bring your bags to the actual people at the ticket thing and they put it on a carousel from there.
That's for, and the fact that anyone could dump anything from outside the airport, a bomb even, and it will just go directly to where it needs to go inside that airport, and they don't have to do anything except drop and go, is ridiculous.
Well, it's like click and collect in reverse.
Yeah. It's like the drop zone. It's a drop-off zone for school. There you go, little bum. Take it easy.
What's it called? The kiss and ride or something? Or the
kiss and ride, yeah, that's it. Right. Cool. Yeah, drop-off, drop and kiss zone or something like that.
Something like that. I don't know.
It's exploding in 5 minutes.
my next question, mine's more of a question than a what if, but how fast does a stair truck go?
I would dare I'd say not as fast as an airplane trying to take off.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. I'd look, this airplane doesn't seem like it's taking off, because they
say... it's just trying to get to the air. I think it's getting to the runway.
Yeah, but it's going pretty fast, and that I just don't think those stairs could keep up with that.
No. Maybe they've got NOS on it. Maybe it's Vin Diesel's set of stairs.
Also,
that guy that was underneath it just set up a big NOS tank.
It's Vin Diesel the airports.
It's Vin Diesel's dad who works at the airport.
It's all about family.
That's right.
So my other one is, like, that stair thing is going very fast, and he extends it right up, right? He's got it at the maximum reach. So you'd imagine with the speed he's going, the amount of wind that's there, what if, first of all, he falls off it, or what if it topples over?
Yep.
Like, he's dead.
I don't know if you can drive those things from the top of the stairs.
I don't know.
It's very dangerous.
It'd be very dangerous. I know you can with, like, a scissor lift or like, a boom lift, but I don't know about those stairs. I'd imagine it's the same thing. You can drive it from the bottom or from the top. But, and those things don't go that fast. I know they wouldn't go that fast. But if it's going that fast, it's very long and slender, and there's a plane.
It's
pushing.
Also at an incline. It's leaning over itself. It's not directly above.
And it's got a jet engine, which is blowing wind at it. Like, it's not going to take much for it to topple one way or for him to fall off. Like, there's no chance that he doesn't hurt himself.
Look, I'm all for the Flight and the Furious, but that's just too silly.
My other one is, what if as he's chasing after it, what if the plane suddenly stops and he crashes directly into the wing?
Decapitation would have been fantastic.
I mean, every one of these feels like an Arnold Schwarzenegger action movie for the 90s. Like, it really does. Come on, I'm chasing you down with my plane.
I expect him to hit the tarmac and go, look, Ma, I'm roadkill. What if he just gave up?
Yeah.
What if he just simply went, okay, I fucked up. I'm not going to make it. Oh, well. I'll call them.
Yeah, what if he just called them? Although, I think if he calls them, it's not good enough. He has to have the, I'm doing everything to get my son to stay.
Catch another flight and follow them.
Well, the next flight's 7 o'clock in the morning, so it's a long, long time away, but yeah.
Yeah. Look, it's not unreasonable.
So I had the plane stop. Now, the next one is he throws the shoe, right? And the shoe hits the screen, like the windscreen of the plane, right? I don't know how strong a windscreen of the plane is, but I'm assuming that's okay. Yeah. But, I mean, what if he misses with the shoe? Because that's the only way he gets their attention. So, what if he misses and they start to take off and they basically take him out?
Yes. Be interesting. I didn't think they could get as high enough. The stairs could be high enough.
Yeah, and like, why is there no security, like, driving out? Like, there's a madman with a stair thing driving in the runway. So why is there no security at all? Like, no one seems to turn up. He's there, he's driving there for a long time. You'd imagine there's going to be some kind of airport police that would be able to cut this guy off.
Plus, after the fact, I would like to know why doesn't the airport fucking jail him?
Oh, like, they do say, I actually start to write that, and then I heard him say, because I'm so badly hurt, I've got to go to the hospital first, and they can't arrest me. I think he does get jailed. I'm pretty sure he does some decent, maybe not sometimes, probably just a misdemeanor. But he's a lawyer, so he'll get off it, you know, he'll be able to get himself out. And he'll be able to lie at that point, so it'd be okay. My one is, what if when he stops and he falls over off the stairs, what if he just hits the tarmac and dies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he could hit anywhere apart from the place he hits. He hits some baggage, which slows him down, and he's okay. But also, I mean, it still would hurt.
Soft landing.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, especially if those bags had, like, hard bricks of cocaine in them. He would have hit the cokey motherload.
Well, who the fuck knows? Because everything can just go into the airport if it likes. You just got to drop it in, and it's done.
That's right. It's almost like a Video Easy after-hours slot.
I was so going to say that, and I thought I better not say that.
Yeah. No, it really is. I mean, I'm surprised people didn't dump kittens, CDs, dump Nickelback albums. Like, seriously.
So that's the only thing I didn't get, because Nickelback wasn't a thing at that point. But I got everyone had those other things. Yeah, I had people drop kittens into a drive-thru. Into a drive-thru.
Yes, they literally drop baby kittens into a drive-thru video slot, people. That's how disgusting some people are. Anyway, side note.
Anyway, that's a side note.
And then my last one, it was the last scene, what if someone could stop the claw?
Oh, my God, bingo. What if someone could stop the claw? We both wrote it.
Yeah.
That is my last one. I was like, I've got this really good last one. I'll let her do hers first.
I reckon he would have been one of those little green alien guys from Toy Story, but still, someone could. I wonder if they watch Liar Liar and get so excited every time he does it, like, here comes the claw.
What if it was like, do you remember when Maxwell Smart, there was like the bad guy called the Claw, but he was an Asian guy, so he used to say the Craw. What if Maxwell Smart could stop the Claw?
Yes, he could.
See, it's not as funny. What if someone could stop the Claw? It was friggin' hilarious. And also, can I just say, this happy ending makes me sick.
It does.
They should not be together. He's not a changed man. He's not a changed man. I'm guaranteeing he's not a changed man. Because he's still a lawyer. I'm sure he's not the most ethical lawyer in history. I mean, he does hint to the fact he's going to start his own practice and whatever. But if he's going to start his own practice, he's going to have to defend. He can't defend the bad guys because they won't go to him because he won't be able to get them off. Was he going to do family law from now on?
Yeah. Yeah. What, he's only going to defend innocent people? How does that work?
Yeah, it's not going to bloody work. It just doesn't work. Yeah. Like, nothing works for him that way. And, you guarantee that, I mean, this is the way he's been for 30-something years of his life. You can guarantee that after 6 months, he's back to being an asshole again. Like, it's not like he's magically been shaved. He hasn't been shaved.
I mean, they could have. No, well, he could. He has been. He might have been shaved. That's his personal preference. it's none of my business. But they could have just left them as friends. I don't know why they had to make them kiss.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's almost Disney movie kind of. Everyone gets a happy ending.
It's a family movie. I know. And I know that there's that desire to do that and wrap everything up in a nice, neat little package. But we need more endings like Mrs. Doubtfire. Some realistic shit. That's just, yeah.
Yeah, it's well, this is the thing. Like, if he could have gone full that way, if she had a friend and she set him up with Jerry, Robin Hood Men in Plaid, because he gets a terrible run of this, right? So he gets led along for 7 months by this woman. He likes this kid. He likes this woman. His heart's broken. She really and she basically is going to go with him. She's on a plane on her way to go with him to Boston, and just because the ex-husband turns up. That's it. Sorry.
No. He can see in the plane ride that she's not 100%.
Yeah, but like
she
for
can
six,
see that. He
for
can
six
see
months
that.
And 30
it.
Days, she is kind of, she does like him. She's not, like if she didn't like him, she should have just, like you said before, why is she with him?
Look, I can see why. Because, you know, she's not take what she can get sort of thing, but something, you know, it's just something safe for her.
Yeah.
Keeps her off the market, so she's still tethered to her ex. We don't know how long they've been separated for, too. You know, they could be separated for the 7 months. I don't think it's been that long, to be honest. Mm. He keeps talking to him like, enjoy my wife, like they're still married, even though they're not.
Yeah.
Who knows? They might still be married at this point. I don't know. But, yeah, I think he kind of gets the feeling he knows that she's not in it 100%. You can tell. Just the whole vibe, the way she acts. And it makes me think, now that I think about it, she's an awful person too, and maybe they do deserve each other, because who strings someone along for that amount of time when you're not committed to that person and then agree to marry them and move to Boston with them when you're still not 100% right there in it? It just makes me wonder. I think she's just an awful person too, and maybe they do suit each other. I just came to that thought just then.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah, I don't think any of them are really nice people, and I think a better movie is still the one I said with What If You Can't Be More Than 6 Feet Away From Me, because I think that's more funny. Yeah.
The airplane would be interesting.
Yeah, he'd be dragged along behind an airplane. He'd be like floating in the air.
I mean, I could find an issue with well, no, it'd be after 8:15, so it would be all right. But I'd find that an issue with, I'd say an issue with airport security, and then I realise they don't have any airport security.
No, they don't. Not in this movie. No. Not in anything before about 2000. So no airport security at all.
Right. Yeah, I wonder why that was about.
Yeah, I wonder why that changed.
I don't know.
Anyway, that was Liar Liar. I've got nothing else. My last point.
I've only got honourable mention because they have bloopers in this one, and it's like immediately after the movie finishes. Love that shit. Love it. Wins points, man.
And my thing about that is, what if he wasn't an overactor?
Mm.
What if she was a Jezebel?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I love what the fact. Did you notice that when they do that, right? They do the thing. She says overactor, which he's not supposed to say, and he says the Jezebel, which is the line he's supposed to say, and then he realizes what she whatever, and then her first thing is not just to laugh. Her first thing is to point at someone. I don't know who it is to say he put me up to it. Now,
yeah.
I believe she did that because I believe Jim Carrey is a real asshole to work with, and if she didn't say if he thought it was her, he probably gets her fired.
Yes.
So she probably went, oh shit, I better say this because the director's told me to, or whoever it is, but I better say that he told me to because, this guy's hard to work with.
Yeah, I don't want to cop any shit from this.
But you're not supposed to, you didn't cop shit. Like, they do jokes all the time with each other on these sets. Like, that's what the bloopers are about. But she has to make particular mention that it's not her because she looks terrified. I was like, okay.
Yeah. That's a, maybe it's a sore point with Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
It's like when people call me lazy, that's a sore point. So to make that joke, you'd want to make sure you offload it to somebody else if it wasn't you.
Fair enough. All right, so we've reached the end of Liar Liar, and I hope everyone enjoyed it. And because this was my choice, have you got a movie that you want to choose?
I don't. Shall we?
Are we gonna pause and we're gonna give you some thinking time?
All right. So I picked my movie. All right. I'm committed.
You're committed.
I think you might actually like.
Is this something with straitjackets?
Now I want to change it. No, no, no.
You can do that one next time.
Thinking about the movie, then made another movie by the lead actor, and I went, oh, that's a good one too. That's all right. I'll just stick to this one. But we don't actually have this one, so we're going to have to find it.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe we have it in our repertoire. And it is the 1990 hit movie. I don't know if it was a hit movie, but I'm going to say it. Point Break.
Oh, my God.
You almost choked on your spit.
The ex-presidents are surfers.
What?
The ex-presidents are Microsoft Surfaces.
Yes, they are. So I was kind of tossing up between that and Speed, and I think I'll leave Speed for another time.
I think Speed, yeah. No, I could do Point... Oh. And we're doing the Point Break with
the 1990 version. This is what I said. This is why 1990.
We're not doing the shit one that they did a few years
inferior
ago.
Inferior shit. Oh, my God. That is fucking terrible. It was so trash. Bad. Don't even come at me, bro. If anyone wants to tell me that the new one... Just go. Just go away. I will not hear of it. It is crap, and it's not the COVID talking. It's seriously, it is shit. It is not even worth the film that it's filmed on.
It's not even the filmed tape. On film, but I think it's digital.
No. Oh, it's
someone
whatever.
Could just hit delete.
It's not even worth the USB it's stored
Control
on.
Control A, crap. Delete, and it would be gone.
Yes, please. Remove that crap. I wish I could do that to my brain because I watched it like a fucking idiot. I watched it.
See, I know better than this. I don't watch things if I know that. This is the thing. I watched. I listened to a podcast and they were talking and the guy, one of the guys on the podcast, and I think I've told you this before, had a really great observation because he was talking about. I'm trying to think of the movie. Oh, I can't think which movie it was, but he said. It's always gonna upset someone when you redo it like a beloved classic. You don't redo the beloved classic. You find the movies you redo are the ones that maybe didn't do so well the first time, but have a good story and deserve to be put on again, like to be given another go. But you can't redo like Point Break. Like, you can't. It's just not. It's a movie that can't be redone. No matter how much there might have been flaws in the movie, if there was. You can't because it's so loved. It's like when we were talking about Big Trouble in China and someone was talking about redoing that. You can't redo that. That movie is just, it's just not the right kind of movie.
And the people in it, I'm sorry, the people in it, you can't recreate it. You cannot go past Keanu Reeves, for one, let alone then have his offsider, Patrick Swayze. Oh, my God, like, seriously? And then what? Didn't the modern one have the Aussie guy? I can't think. Name.
I'm trying to remember who was
He plays the son in Die Hard He's an Aussie actor.
Yes. Oh man. Oh, and he's in the one with the.
Hang on, let me look.
He's in the one with Suicide Squad. He's in that as well.
Sorry, I've got it. I've got it. Edgar Ramirez, Bodhi, Luke Bracey is Johnny Utah.
Yeah, no, it's not any of them. It's another one you mean.
Oh, it's got the shrimp guy. Max Theriot? I don't know. Anyway,
no, I don't think it does have that guy.
I'm looking at this cut.
No, it's not. It's not that guy.
No,
it's
it doesn't.
No.
I think I'm thinking of someone else. I'm this cast for the what year was this one that they made it? 2015.
Yeah.
Geez, I thought 2020 was bad. 2015 obviously was bad. The cast in this movie is ridiculous. There's no one in there that I would A, want to see. Two, can recall from any other movie. I mean, I know they're in lots of other movies. I mean, I can see one actor. Seriously, one actor. Like, it's just ridiculous. I mean, even the original fucking has. Doesn't it have a singer in it from a movie?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it's got Dr. Cox in it, too. My God, you can't go wrong with Dr. Cox, Mr. John C. McGinley.
Is he in he's Point in Break, the first one? Oh, wow. He's the cop. He's one of the cops, isn't he? He's
one of the cops.
Yeah.
That's right. It's got Anthony Kiedis in it. I knew it had someone from, I was going to say Foo Fighters. Fuck me. From Red Hot Chili Peppers. Because Flea is in another movie too. Flea is in
Back to the Future.
Yeah, and he's also in Jury Duty as well. He plays the son-in-law.
Yeah.
He plays the tattooist.
The guy that you were thinking of was Jay or Jai Courtney, who's in Terminator, A Good Way to Die Hard. He plays the son. He's in Divergent. He's in Suicide Squad. He's in heaps of stuff. So he's done really well for himself.
Lee Tergesen's also in this movie too, and he's the brother from Weird Science, so it's quite funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. And we only saw that. We actually discovered, guys, I scrolled through TV channels the other day, and Weird Science was on, and I'm like, oh, it's almost finished, I'll just watch the end of it. But it wasn't Weird Science, the movie. It was Weird Science, the TV show. We had no idea that they even made a TV show.
I know, it's weird.
From Weird Science. So, it was weird science is what they should have called it.
But, extremely weird science.
I'm looking through the cast of the 1991, I apologize, 1991 movie Point Break, and you just can't go past it. I'm sorry. You can't go past the two main characters, Bodhi and Johnny Utah. I mean, look, I went hard for Johnny Utah, as in Keanu Reeves, when I was a teenager.
That's just because you want to download things. That's what it was. You want to download stuff to your brain. God, I'm surprised you didn't do that movie. I'm really surprised you didn't do that one. I might have had today DeVito if we did that.
If anyone has seen Johnny Mnemonic, this is just an ad one. This is one I'm just going to throw out there. But if you want to see a great movie, look up Johnny Mnemonic. I don't even know if you find it on any streaming services.
I'm sure you would find it. It's well enough.
Deleted
it
from every server. But it's terrible.
It's so terrible.
It's
so bad.
But it's so bad, it's good. I loved it, though. I have to say, I didn't hate it when I was just like, this movie's not the greatest, but it's not bad. It's not the worst either.
No, it's. I didn't watch it till much later, and it's not great. Anyway, you did list to watch a lot of movies based on who the main character, based on certain actors. So
yeah, so I went hard. Like I'd like an actor, and then I would basically go through their catalog. And this is back in the day where we didn't have streaming services, we had video rental stores. So I was limited to what I could get at my local video store, which was just around the corner because I couldn't drive. So I was limited to what my video store had. So, yeah, there was some movies they had and some movies they didn't. And Johnny Mnemonic, for some reason, was there.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Mnemonic was really well known in video stores.
Yeah.
Like, I had it in my video store, like, 5 years later. You know what? Just thanks to me, you got to see Babes in Toyland with Keanu Reeves, so...
Oh, God, there's one I wish I never saw.
That's terrible. That was really bad.
I would watch Johnny Mnemonic any day over that. That's
a
musical.
Yeah, I think I would, too. All right, well, we should probably head off. And I don't know how we say goodbye. I can't see you, so I don't know what we're doing.
We just say goodbye.
Just say goodbye? All right, well, I won't see Lisa. Well, we'll see Lisa again after I finish doing this. We won't see you or hear you, but you'll hear us next time.
I got to put my mask back on so I keep my COVID germs to myself.
That's right. So see you later, guys. I don't see you. Hear us later, guys.
See you. Bye.
Bye.